serving you while you serve in the Pacific. This is the Far East Network. For the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, the Swing in Years is on the air. The Swing in Years and its sometimes scratchy records of the big band era, 1935 to 1955, the Swing in Years. Swingin' the Blues really describes the man, Count Basie, his piano, and his orchestra, February 1938, when the band was less than a year old. And this is Chuck Cecil with the sounds of big band, Swingin' the Blues, and young girl singers, singing in boogie style.
Out on the plains, down your Santa Fe, I met a cowboy, right in the range one day, and as he jogged along, come a tie, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked-out Western accent with a wild upset. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie,
ha ha ha.
21st day of May, 1942, singer Ella Mae Morse was 16 years of age when she recorded Cow Cow Boogie with the piano-playing big band of Freddie Slack. Ella Mae Morse beginning her spectacular career there in the swinging years. You're probably aware that most military personnel are entitled to have privately owned vehicles shipped at government expense to and from overseas ports. Of course, there are certain responsibilities for the service member prior to shipping a vehicle and when picking one up. For example, does it have or did it once have a catalytic converter? That's the muffler-like pollution control device. If so, the vehicle must have a functioning one before use in the United States. Other items to consider. Does the vehicle have a lien on it? Has it been properly prepared for shipment? Was the vehicle manufactured in a foreign country? Are all necessary papers in order? These are a few of the questions military people are faced with when shipping a vehicle under the DOD program. There are regulations that must be followed, and people concerned should know what they are. Check with your nearest military transportation office for more details. And now let's turn time around 34 years. Listen to a song as it was first recorded in 1939 and recorded here in 1973.
You
Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 in 1973. The song he's singing, All the Things You Are, composed in 1939 by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. So let's turn time around 34 years to one of the first records made of this beautiful All the Things You Are.
kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
And one of the most popular recordings of All the Things You Are occurred on the 20th day of October, 1939. Jack Leonard of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra singing the words. 34 years later, Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 singing the words. Things You Are, and All the Things We Were. That's just another of the features of the Swingin' Years. And now, the music of Larry Clinton in double play. This is Chuck Cecil with the A and B sides of a 78 RPM Victor record that found the Clinton Band swinging the classics in 1941. tributes to Johann Sebastian Bach and Ethelbert Nevin by the big band of Larry Clinton on the 20th day of May, 1941. On the A side, it was Bach to Boogie, and on the B side, Narcissus. More than any other band leader, Larry Clinton borrowed from and in turn helped make popular the classics there in the swinging years. AWOL. It's been called a running game against all odds. Going over the hill is a bad bet in a lot of ways. Service members who go AWOL face serious punishments. But there's more to it than that. When someone chooses the easy way out, they lose self-respect and the respect of their fellow service members. Dealing with a problem head-on is sometimes very difficult, but in the long run, it's always the best bet. not in usual terms is it a classic, but within the framework of the big band era, it is. Bunny Berrigan's I Can't Get Started. And of his three recordings of the tune, that was the most popular one from the 7th day of August, 1937. This is Chuck Cecil for the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, and in this program of sometimes scratchy records, we're just getting started, bringing back memories of big bands and big-name singers of the swinging years. Parade of Big Bands continues now with music by the music makers of Harry James. It was November 1944 when the big band of Harry James made that record of I'm Beginning to See the Light, featuring a vocal by Kitty Callan and the guitar work of Alan Roos. 1944. It was the big band era, and with 31 men in the band, Harry James had himself a really big band at that point in the swinging years.
Have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Les Baxter and his orchestra, Nat King Cole recorded Mona Lisa, March 1950. 2 months later, May 1950, Capitol Records released the number. And then in July of that year, it became record number one on the popularity charts of the swinging years. Heard the expression, the future is just around the corner. We've all heard it, but the future seems to be getting here a lot faster than it used to, and it seems to be getting more complicated. So it takes a lot more tools to build a better future for yourself. Well, you can find the most effective tools at your education office. You can go to college, take vocational courses. There are many different programs offered. There's bound to be one just right for you. Just open the door to the education office and become a bigger person. A person building a better future with the tools that only learning provides. On location now, out of the recording studios to the broadcast locations, to the sparkling sound of a big band broadcasting to a listening nation. Let's Dance. Whenever you heard it on radio during 1937, it meant the music of Benny Goodman, on radio. So this is Chuck Cecil inviting you to turn back time to 1937. Adjust the tuning eye of that old radio set and listen as the King of Swing broadcasts from the Manhattan room of the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City. On location, it's Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
Thank you.
vacation with the big band of Benny Goodman, late 1937, we heard the full orchestra with Creel with Have You Met Miss Jones, the big band encoring with Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day, and then the quartet, Runnin' Wild. And of course, with all of his broadcast performances, goodbye meant just that for Benny Goodman, the King of Swing, on radio in the swingin' years. Now, there's a fast, easy way to earn big bucks at home in your spare time. If you believe that, then there's a bridge in Brooklyn you should know about. Mail fraud pulls in $1 billion a year from people who believe in the fast buck, cure-all medicines, and con men. If you've ever been taken in by a get-rich-quick scheme, consider it a lesson learned. But don't stop there. The U.S. Postal Service would like to know about it. Remember, a deal that sounds too good to be true usually is.
Get myself a clown's disguise and learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears in my eyes. You look the same, you're a lot the same, but my heart says no, no, you're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade. And so is love, and so is love.
Featuring vocalist Bob Everly, Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra recorded The Masquerade Is Over, February 1939. Now, for just a moment, let's listen for something old and new.
Long before the first kiss, have you ever seen this? If there's a gleam in her eye, each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can't dress for a date without that waiting you hate. It means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
The voice of Margaret Whiting, The Lady's in Love with You. Margaret Whiting, a vocalist of the big band era and a song that's been around for a good long time. But a July 1985 recording, and this is Chuck Cecil for the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service with some sometimes scratchy records of the swinging years.
Far East Network, Tokyo.
The Special Olympics were organized in 1968 to provide mentally handicapped persons with opportunities to participate in a variety of sports. Once again, Yokota will host the Special Olympics at Bonk Field, July 12th and 13th. You can help in many ways. Call 225-2064 for complete details.
The Far East Network, Tokyo, a proud part of the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
The time at the tone is 7 p.m.